anyone else. So let us pray. Dear God, hear our prayer. Hear our hearts that long to pray. Forgive the chatter and clatter that fills our heads and days. Forgive us our distractions, our petty whinings, and grant us peace. We yearn to pray in quiet, to come to you with some measure of assurance, to be composed and peaceful. Instead, like clanking pots and pans and sirens in the night, we screech a cacophony of weary plight. And when we do not hear your answer, we wonder why. Are you not there? Do you not care? We shudder at the thought and draw our sweaters close about us. And sometimes we walk away. On top of the stress of the holidays, we have been worn out by the weather this past week. With home systems on red alert, for many it has taken constant vigilance just to keep warm, to keep the house and the children from freezing, to thaw frozen pipes, to brush our teeth. As the cold wears on, some spirits have become hard as icicles, quick to snap, cold and impatient. Perhaps what we should say really is, thank you, God. Thank you for the severity of this weather, for the pain and the hardship we feel. We live pampered lives, nestled by wealth and privilege and freedom. We know so little of the severe trials around the world. What must it be like in Afghanistan, where power is intermittent, the temperatures dip near freezing, and water does not flow, where war grinds on in an Arctic front, chilling hearts and sharpening tempers? But sometimes, in moments that take our breath away, we know that your peace is not about the perfect life with no distractions, wars, or sorrows. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Is it ours already? Could it just be that when our heart fluttered at the sight of one we loved, it was your peace? Was that you who stroked our head in the middle of tear-stuffed time? Looking ahead, oddly blessed by some weariness and hardship, we hold in our hearts those who in the past year have gone from this life. Cradle them in the arms of your eternal mercy. We offer into your care those for whom the new year presents hard choices and difficult challenges. May they know your presence in the midst of struggle and your transformative grace in what at first appears a disaster. All this we raise before you, as well as the petitions here mentioned. It is through you that our hope will come. Amen. And our response this morning.